let her start on that Pei Beis and Mei Beis in the middle of the Amad. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef Machlokes Shenitmor Bolin Asher Brikin. We had in the Mishnah Machlokes the Tanakam Rav Yochanan Ben Breike Nitmor HaBolin Oy Shemesu to the Tanakam Holt Since it's absurd by Bailim is Turuba Tzuroson, so you don't burn it right away, you wait till after you go to it. Rav Yochanan Ben Breike holds the Tzoros Miyah. Amar Rav Yosef Machlokes Shenitmo Bolim Achazrik. The whole Machlokes between the Tanakhama, that's what the Tanakhama holds, that you need Ibo Tzurit, that's speaking about that the Bailim became Tomei Achazrikis, is Chazai Bosa Lachila. So the Bosa already was Roy Lachila. With the Zrike, the Bosa was Roy Lachila. So then the whole problem is that you don't have Oichlam. So that's how the Psul and the Kom. So then the Tanakama holds that, then the Tanakama holds you need Ibo Tzu. Avunikmu Bolin Lifnei Zrikim. But if the Bailim became Tommy Lifnei Zrikim, Vayishazi Boso Lachilim, but the Boso never became Chazi Lachila through the Zrike. Bakelt, it's a Zrike Psula. It's a Zrike without any Bailim. Since the Bailim are Tmeim, so the Mele, they're not Chazi Lepesa, the Nitzchel Lepesa Sheni, so it's a Zrike without Bailim. So then it's already a Psula in the Kolben, it's then the Vrehakel Yisorek Miyad. And the Philo the Tanakama will also be made the Yisorek Miyad. Let us again see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Machloik is the Koma, Tanakama, Psula, Machmas, Avaracha, Hu, Boi, Botsure, Kigain, Shanik, Moa, Bola, Macha, Zrika, Sadot, Vinasu, Kol, Avaidu, Saddam, Behefsha. So the Avaidu, Saddam was Behefsha, Sakosha, Rekol. The only problem is you don't have Oifla. Avo, Nikma, Koyim, Zrika, Drachmon, Yedach, Yile, Pesach, Shaini. The Bailim cannot bring a Pesach Rishon now. Nimz a Zrike, Shaloi be Bailim. So it's a Zrike without Bailim. Av le Psule be Gufoi. The Zrike Psule. So this is already a Psule in the Zrike, so it's a Psule on the Guf HaKom. Yisor of Niyad be Yudala, the Psule according to the Tanakam. That's what Rabbi Yishev said. That the Gemara Meisve, we learned by Barayis Zeh, Klau Kosh, a Psule be Gufoi, Yisor of Niyad. The dam of the volume to but the rose of the eight till the base of station. So we say that there are two cases we need in Botsuri, a psul on the dam and a psul on the ball. It's Tony Bailim, Dunya the dam. So the psul in the Bailim is speaking about the same oifen that there was a psul on the dam. Ma dam. The whole case is there's a psul on the dam. And it becomes Nipso, it's Lifnei Zrikim. Ha-Bolim Lifnei Zrikim. So the Bolim is also speaking about that it was Lifnei Zrikim. The Afal Pikein, you need a Mutsuri. So we see Klaw from this Bereise, that according to the Tanakhama, who holds you need a Mutsuri, the Tanakhama holds you need a Mutsuri, Afilu, if Mishas Zrikim, the Bailam of Meim, Avalpikin, it's still called a psul machmas dovaracha, even though there's a psul now in the Zrike because there's no Bailim, still considered a psul machmas dovaracha, and you need a butsul according to the Tanakam. Klol, not the way Rabbi Yosef had wanted to say. And the Gemara ele iitma hochi iitma. The memra of Rabbi Yosef should be said as follows. Machloike shenitmu bolim lifnei zrik. Pumfakef. He didn't say pshat in the Tanakame. He said pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike hold that he saw of miyad that tafke shenitmu bolim lifnei zrik? The loy is chazi boso lachile. So the boso does not become chazi lachile. The psul aguf, it's considered psul aguf because the zrike is not matter of the bosom. So this is considered like a psula group, because zrika was matter the bosa. But if the zrika was already matter the bosa, and now the whole problem is that there's no bailam to eat it. It's chazi bosa lachila. So then, a fellow according to Rabbi Yechon and Babroike, you'll need a butzul. So that was the memory of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is saying that Rabbi Yechon and Babroike did not say at all times you need a butzul. Rabbi Yechon and Babroike did not say at all times the shor of miyad, only if the bailim were nitmul of neizrike, so it's a zrike psul. But it was a kosher zrike, and now the only problem is you don't have anyone who can eat the kolm. So then, a full according to Rabbi Yechon and Ben Broike, you need a butzul. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, machloikes, lifnezlike. Hosom, polish Rabbi Yechon and Ben Broike, the choshev like psulai begufoi, you can say this is a psula guf, since it's a possible is like. The Tanakhana solem, you come up in laibo, psul zela machmas over ache. The psul is because we don't have violence. Rabbi Yechon and Omer, like the Sun have Rabbi Yechon, his Chaylik and Rabbi Yosef, Aflach, as we can name him Achlech. Rabbi Yechon holds that according to Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike, a fellow that the Bible was not more after the Zrik, and the Zrik was already mat of the Kolben, Afal Pikein, and now the whole problem is that there's no one to eat it, Afal Pikein, it's the Sar of Miyah. Let us see the Gemara Baite, Rabbi Yechon and Omer, Aflach, as we can name him Achlech. The Rishonim didn't have this Gilsa, about the Ponim, that's just the Lomdus, they had the Gilsa of Yechon and Om Alach Azrika Machloikis, but the Rishonim say it means, Aflach Azrika Nami Machloik. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yechon and Old, that Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike is also Choylik. If the Bailam became Nitma after Azrika, so there was a kosher Azrika, and the whole problem is that I don't have someone to eat the kolben now. Afal pi kein Rabbi Yechon and Breike hold the sorif miyah. So ozda Rabbi Yechon and Letayme. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. According to Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike, Afla achas rike, you also hold the sorif miyah. So Rabbi Yechon and goes l'shitosei. The Omar Rabbi Yechon had said, Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike and Rabbi Nechemya Omru Dover Echad. Both of them said the same Yisod. That's what? That even though the whole Chesorim is, there was a kosher as Rike, the whole Chesorim is now there's no one to eat the Kolben, Afal Pi came to Sorif Miyad. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike Hodam Borem, that's our Mishnah. So we see from Rabbi Yechon and he holds that even after Zrike, also according to Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breike, and Nitmo Abaylam Tisoref Miyad. Where do we see Rabbi Nechemya holds the same Allah? Rabbi Nechemya Mahi, Tisanye, Rabbi Nechemya Oimel, Chemya says, Mibnei Anines Nisrafozu, that the reason the Chatzos Ta'aron was burned was because they were unable to eat it. They were oining it. And an oinon is also la'ochle. V'kach ne'ma'a ka'ele. Anin is k'lach azrika havye. Anin is equivalent of psul k'lach azrika. So Rashi will explain. Because v'emesin, there was a kosher azrika. Aaron was the kain godl, and the kain godl is zayrik shehu oinon. So Mimela, there was a kosher as Rike. So the whole problem in the Chatash of Rish Chodesh was that after this Rike, you had no one who could eat it, because even a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to eat kosher and baninis. And they burnt it right away. Baninis kalach as Rike. Aninis is equivalent to Nitin Mubaylam lach as Rike. In both cases, there was a kosher zrike. The zrike was matter the kolben or mitzad acher. We don't have someone who's able to eat the kolben by chatas darim because they were in him. The case of our mishnah because there's mitzvah b'alim lachazik. V'chi isteruf la'alta isteruf. Afal pikein, they burnt it right away. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, and Rabbi Nachman hold the same sheet. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Neaninis Nisrefo, Katas Da'ar, Shoyoyinim, Basurim Lechul Bekotchim. The reason it was burned was because they weren't able to eat it. But see, Lechal Habun, other than Rainim, is also to eat Kotchim. Because it says, by Maisa Shein, Lechal Biba Oinim, Imenu, Ba'osu, Kotchim, Mekal Bochim, and Imaisa. So we learn that Kotchim, Mekal Bochim, from Maisa, and that's about the Gris, it's also Lechal Eidayanim. Kach nemo kaile, kaile means aninis, vatu kreno, oisi kaile, shani oinom. Hey, oisi oichu kochim. That was the explanation that Aaron gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason it was burned, because since I was an oinom, how was I able to eat it? Ramayshin itstav alayim olehem kuwasamim kaniseres mishay Hashem bachlu baninez. Moshe Rabbeinu the Tzivri, that the kotchim that were miyuchid lo yisei ayom the kotchei shah, there was a Tzivri that they should be mechal baninez. Rahoy yosav also Moshe Rabbeinu el tzacha chathos is also teochal baninez. The chathos chosh chodesh, even though it's kotchei doiris, it also has this same halachim, that it can be eaten by Ninus Kiminchim. Ba'om aloi Aaron, sa'aron tol Moshe Rabbeinu, shem aloi shamat ala b'mincha zu. Maybe you only heard, you can't be medame milsa la milsa, you only heard by the mincha, she called shei shol yayim shmini shom iluyim. This is the cult that miyuchet for the yayim shmini shom iluyim mitzabisa. So that you are mitzvah, oisa mincha. You are mitzvah that mincha should be eaten by nines, because this korban was miyuchet for yom shmini shom iluyim. Ba'av ani moide lechom. Tzaren told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll be moide to you, b'sir nachshayim, or sir shal yoyim, to see them na yisol, to babalim, a kusi lichom lechato, shem kod shem shoh, that all the kabbonis which work kodesho, we learn that from the mincha. Avol chatos zu sir reish chodesh, but the chatos that was burned was the sir of reish chodesh. The kodesho is the same as sir loinam. So the mail of that Rav Nechemya said pshat in the post. But Aaron told Moshe that it cannot be eaten, the soil, it couldn't be eaten, and it had to be burned, because it's not nechol aniz. Rabbi Yehuda poligalo also, Rabbi Yehuda is choylik aram nechemiya, v'omar, he said that this is the reason it was burned, it neitume nisrefo, shenitmo bo'oynis. That there was nitmo bo'oynis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he had a psulaguf, Psula Guf is Pashtaisach that Nisraf Miyad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have any Raya that he and Rabbi Yehuda Mevoi calls the same. According to Rabbi Nechemya is a Raya that here the whole Chesaron is only the Psul Machmas Dovar Acher, that the Kolm can't be eaten, it's a kosher Kolm. From the Mele, so that's Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda Mevoi come on Dovar Acher. Ahai ka'ila, how does Rabbi Yehuda darshan ka'ila? Ahai ka'ila darish loy, amai de koma moi shala aroin, shema mitoy tzalcho fo shata bo v'nitme. So maybe you were pesheya, and that's how it became tome. De koma le aron lo moi she, kach ani bei necho, shani me vaze koche koche. I would be pesheya, I would be misabiv that koche should become tome. Il male keruni ka eila vechal eila la yeisi mevazoi. Hori gafin, bo aninis ke lachas riko. Bet aninis is equivalent to achas riko. Shapilu, Rashi says, it doesn't matter when Nodav Aviyu died. Shapilu meisu Nodav Aviyu lifnei zrika, filu vevo nisu lifnei zrika. Ein azrika nipsel is pekaf, but it wasn't a possible azrika. Kachatos, loindom yule pesach, dikri lachilem. That even though this chatos if the zrika was after they became oinonim, so this, there was a zrika on a korban that cannot be eaten, because there's no one that can eat it. Because that's no problem. The chat is loydomya lepesan, the ikre lachile. A chat also is ikre lachile. The ilu chat os loychaishin and loychlin didom. It's a pesach is ikre lachile, so if you're zayrek, and it's not roy lachile, so it's a psul on the kol. About the ilu chat os, but if you're zayrek, and it's not roy lachile, loychaishin and loychlin didom. The lachaporos, it comes lachaporos. I call you so, show you the ruin. The memeles, as the gate ministron, that the shas rike, you were there, can a comb that cannot be. The im, it nay, she kribu, banning this in Israel. I will say it's possible, out, because, we're makna banning this, by in shaw, a kribu, lawyer, yaitin, a kribu, and yaitin, one makna, kiyim, ad, and makna, the kind belong to go to makna, voina. Yes, maybe the reason it was nifsal was because it was nikra banini, so I can't say after Moshe. Omalei Aaron, heim hayoin, they were makri, v'chi heim hayoin mekrivu, the posel bo aninish, ani ikrafi, lei posel bo aninish. Lei posel bo aninish. There's no psul of aninish by a kohen gadol. The memele, so the whole psul was that after the kosher and zrike, it was burnt because there's no one to eat it. Vosrei from the yata, voi, 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 he, the Kamar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Nechani, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Kamar Dover Echon. Almas, we relay the plot of the Masnissen, af, she nit mer lach as it, so, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Kamar Dover Echon, but the Mishnah is speaking about, even though it was nit mer after the Zinke, the avoid is tam, not so bad, she said, you have a kosher kom, but the lach, you saw it in that, there's no one that can eat it. Ki chatos ba'arim. Lo'hoi le'pshulachas, lo'hoi le'yoichlim. So, my male, that's what Rabbi Yechonin said, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yechonin Mabreike, hold the same, that if the only chesaron is that there's no one that can eat it, I will be king of Tonsai. Svarim kosov behem. Another svarim, the gilsa was, for ninis la'acha zrike avoy. But the Gemara means, the ash, they became oininim after the zik. Not the way we have the gilsa, Vaninas killa acha zrika avoy is equivalent like the psul came after the zrika. So there was a gilsa of vaninas la'acha zrika avoy without the chol. But aninas occurred after the zrika. That's why the mom wants to be medamet. Memelus mamish doimetz nitmu la'acha zrika. Bekoshali minolomo. First of all, how did the Gemara know this? That they became oinenin after the zrika, alone is parshu the parsha avodish al kavonis shmini. The parsha only speaks about avodish which of the kavonis of shmini, which was kochei shor. That we see in the parsha that this occurred before Mrs. Nodavavi. Avo kavonis al reishchaydis on his parsha book. So how do you know to ask the behiris? Taninus occurred after the Zika. Maybe not of Aviyah died before the Zika of the Hatashol HaShchaydish. But I now prove to you that they died before. But didn't occur after the Zika. I mean, the Mekahada lay Aaron. The Chihaynik Rivu, Aaron said, were they makrif? Were they anihikrafis? Mele, they weren't makrav oinonim, I was makrav oinonim, and I was a kohen gadol. Michlal, the kohenim zrika haba minis. But the Mishnah is makrav that they became oinonim before the zrika. In Mele, we have to be goyres, bo aninus kila acha zrika haba oinonim. That the psul aninus is equivalent to psul that was hal after the zrika, because there was no psul whatsoever in the zrika, because a kohen gadol is makrav oinonim. No problem was any oichel banim. Look the Gemara weiter. Rabba Moise. So we have here the Rav Yechonah put together two Tanoim, Rav Nechemya, Rav Yechonah ben Broike. And both of them hold, even though there was a kosher zrikin, the whole problem is, there's no one to eat it. Avo pikein et tisov of miyat. Is Rabbi Moisef af Rabbi Yossi Agli. Rabbi has another Tana that holds this Yisod. This is Rabbi Yossi Agli. This Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Agli Oima, all ha'inyin kuloi eini medaba elo beporim an Yisrofim ubesirim an Yisrofim, lisroi psuleihem abeis habiro, Velitain loisasa al alachiloso. Zot Rashi. Kol ha'inyin kuloi, kol parsha zu. This parsha of v'chol chatos asher yuvo midomo. V'muki lo rabbonon b'meseches vochem. The rabbonon b'meseches vochem say that this posik is speaking about Kol chata sheshuva midomo aloyel moyed. It's speaking about the chata schitzoino shichu midomo lefnim. That it's a chata schitzoino that the dam was nichnas lefnim. V'zehu psul shalo. This is the psul. The psul is what? That it was a chata schitzoino and they brought the dam lefnim. Become a Rachmona Sheyisori. His colleague, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Choyle. And he says, this is not shot in the post. Umuki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, this post is speaking about Kol Chatos Sheyubo Mitomo. He's speaking about Umuki Bechatos Apnimi. It's speaking about a Chatos Pnimi that Koloman is often, Siraman is often, כגוין פער אלם דובו של ציבו, אשר יובו מדומו כמצמוסה אלוי אלמוי, that the dam was brought לך תחילה into the eichel. לא יישא יאוכל באש תיסור. Now, what is this possible? We're speaking about achatos פנימי. So the havos adam aloy almoy, there's nothing wrong with this. So what is the pasuk telling us? Ubikshayra loy itzrichko. It's not talking about that it's a kosher echatos pnimi, but see the gulpei besoch oisay aleitze. It says already that you burn echatos pnimi. Elo, she nivsela, if echatos pnimi became possible, biyoitze, ubetume, bo akosov lelamdecho shetisnefeno bebein sabire, you should burn it in the yazoret, like this, a chatas panimi, which is not eaten, so it is nisra chutz l'gimel machnes. So here is a special dinner. It became nivsa, or neitumo, or yoitze, so you burn it in the zor, v'litin leisas al chilosa. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, this pasuk, which the Chachamim learned, is speaking about achatos chitzoyna sheichnis doma lefnim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, this pasuk is speaking about calling in kuliyang v'dabal b'porim an yisrofim, asirah an yisrofim, lisray psuleim abeis abira, to say that you burn it when it becomes nifsal in the azoret, akaydish beis yisof, ulitein leisas al achilos. Period. Amru loy, so the Chachomim asked Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chatos shenichnas domo lifnai v'lifnim minai. So they ask him, how do you know this halacha? That if you had a chatos chitzoino, and the dam was huber the Heichel, how do you know that that's possible? Bama lehem, that I learned out from the Maisa of Aaron. Hang loy uva es doma el akredish pnimo. Michlal di nothik ihi, vice the ois. If the bosa would have been, the chafes would have been taken out, to be a psul yoyte, inami ayil doma. Or if it would be huva es doma el akredish, so the dam would be brought with nim, bisreite. So, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Achatos, Shehuva Domo Lifnim, we learn out from Maise Da'anim, even though the Psul is a Psul Bedam, not a Psul of the Gufakon, the Psul Bedam that the Dam was Huva Lifnim, he learns out from this pasuk that you don't need a butzure in this kisarif miyad. Let us see Rashi, where we'll have the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chacham. Zok Rashi. Amur loy, chatas chitzayna, sheichnis domo lefnim minayim lo. Sheipsula. How do you know, you learn the whole chatas and sheuvo mi domo? Sheyuva midoma aloy omoyed, you're speaking about achatas pnimi. So how do you know this halacha b'chlal by achatas chitzayna shichnis doma lefnim? Shadi da dat psula. Omolehen mida, omolehen ma'ishel aron hen lehuva, ohuva basraibi, v'shaper ovid yisatru la'al. So he says, this din that achatas chitzayna huva doma lefnim, that I learned from achatas ta'aron, that Moshe Rabbeinu would see from Moshe Rabbeinu, if that would have been the case, it's very good by the birth. Umidiyalit, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Koche Doiroi, Mechatos Ta'ar. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns out, this is the whole Makur, that Achatos Chitzoyne, Jehuva Domo Lifnim, is possible, and it's Chayim Bistaytum Yad. The Yalv of Yisrael Kotshe Doiris Michatas Da'avim Alma Svira Leinami Bimhuva Domo Lidoiris. So the same Allah is applicable. You learn that from over here. So every Chatas Chitzayne Shehuva Domo Lifnim Bo Yisrael La'alta Michatas Da'avim Ta'aval Gav Psul Adamu. Even though it's not a Psul on the Guf HaKom, it's only a Psul on the Dam. Tahave kipsula imachmas dovarach. That means that Rabbi Yossi really holds that a psul machmas dovarach also is the tzorech miyad. So that was Rabbi was Moses. We had over here the files. We had Rabbi Yechonim put together, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breike and Rabbi Yechonim ben Breike and Rabbi Nechemiah. That hold, if there's a psul in the bailim after the zrike, so tisorev miyad. So the Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Yechne eran, Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili also holds, even though there's a daitik psul, there's a psul in the dam. Here we're speaking about, we'll see in Taisus, here we're speaking about this, there was a zrike bepsul. Al-Koponim, here also we see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that he saw a miyat, he learned out from Chatas Da'aretz. Because Salke Daitach, so the Gemara held now, the Hu Adin Nami Svirelei, if he says that Absul Bedam Koidim Zrike, the Allah is the son of miyat, he also holds the Psul Bebailim, the Psul Bailim, If there was a psul in the Bailam after the Zrike, we see Taishan, he didn't have to differentiate before Zrike, after Zrike. But boy, Ibar Tzure. He holds you don't need Ibar Tzure. So by mail, that was chatting the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Yechonim. So we have another Tana to add on to the list. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that holds you have a psul in the Dam and the Son of Miyah. Ah, bo Rabbon and Gloy, Yirimimei. But the Rabbonon who do not learn out from Chatas Da'aretz. Now, why don't they learn now from Chatas Davin? Why do they need the pasuk from Chatas Shiva Midoma Leomoyed to tell me that a Chatas Chitzayne Shuva Doma Lifnim you need Tzreit? Why don't they learn now from Chatas Davin? Zot Rashi, the Rabbana knows, Savri Doiris Misha Loyalfina. They hold, you can't learn out Doiris Misha. Rabbi Yehuda Kamalu Moishev de Miliya Adama Lefnim Boi Sreifer, Havel Et Deiris Boi Krochine, Vegabi Bitzurnami Lo Yofine Mine. Eisis the Chachamim held this whole halacha that was mentioned, that if the Chatas Chitzayin Ruv Adama Binim, maybe this was only a halacha in Yom HaShmini, that there would be such a psul. But we can't learn out L'Doyre such a psul, so in Meile, we can't learn out that it's the son of Miyad also. The Chachamim hold, the whole Maise with Chatas Aaron was only a Hero Hashon, you can't learn out L'Doyre. So in Meile, it comes out according to Rashi, that according to the Chachamim, who Darshan, the Pasuk, Chatas Ashayuva Midoma, Aloy Omoyed, that the Achatos Chitzoyna, that the dam was brought into the oil moyer, the time when it says Chitzoret, Chitzoret means after Ebotzuret. The Chachomim hold, since you don't learn out from Chatos to Aaron, so you need Ebotzuret. Yosef clearly learns out from Chatos to Aaron, you don't need Ebotzuret. Al Kaponim, we have here another Taner of Yosef clearly that holds, even though it's a psul machmas babarache, the psul in the dam, af al pikein, it's the soul of miyat. That was the Gemara's kasha. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, why wasn't he Kailo, Rabbi Yochanan, Lili together with Rabbi Nechani and Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Saba, damu basa chod anusi. Rabbi Yochanan ho, dam u bosa chode milse, if there's a psul in the dam, that's equivalent ki ilu there was a psul in the bosa. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yaisi Aglili holds, that achatas chitayin shubadoma bifnim is tisof miyad, because a psul in the dam is equivalent to a psul in the bosa. So therefore, tisof miyad. Aber beilem nur sachite hi. Aber absurd the beilem that zuche a yzaite kipsu. So the meila, where do we see that if there was a zaite kipsu, that also to solve mia, that is only Rav Yechanan ben Breuke in the Mishnah that says that the tisor of miyad by nitmo beilem lachas like, or Rav Nechanya that says the reason was the tisor of miyad by the Maisha Ba'aron is because they were oinonim, they were unable to eat it. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan only had two tanoim that hold that Absul Bebailim does not need Ibotzur, and that's Rabbi Yochanan and Breiker and Mechem. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, the Loichoshiv, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili Badai. Rabbi Yochanan, who does not rechen Rabbi Yosef Glili Badai, Omoloch, Nehei, Bishamet Lei, Bipsul Dam, Lei Boi, Iber Psure. He says, even though Nehei, Bishamet Lei, Bipsul Dam, Lei Boi, Iber Psure, we see that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, that Bipsul Dam, you don't need Iber Psure. But Bipsul Bailum, Bishamet Lei, Vikoi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei. Could be holds damu bosa chodemilsi. Could be holds damu bosa chodemilsi. Vav li psule begufoi. This is psule begufoi. Ki ilu nitmo bosa atme. It means a psule on the dam. Whatever happens with the dam is ki ilu the kid with the bosa. The male that would Rabbi Yosef Glili hold. That in the case of chatos ta'arim, that it was tisor of miyad, that is because he holds Dama Bosa Chol the Milse, but we don't have any Raya, we don't have any Gili, what he holds by Absul the Bible. Zot Taisvus. la'achar zrike machlokes, that Rabbi Yochanan had said, la'achar zrike machlokes, you see, Tosfos Girsa, that was Tosfos Girsa, not the way we had, ach la'achar zrike nami machlokes. Tosfos Girsa was la'achar zrike machlokes, so one could say that the whole machlokes is la'achar zrike. The place is that napshat, peirish af la'achar zrike. He dafke, if you'll say, that Rabbi Yochanan means to say, that the only machlokes is la'achar zrike, but koidin zrike, the Tanakama also holds, that the Torah of Miyad, the Zama Babayla Maktomila, that was the kasher before Rabbi Yochanan. We hear a baraisa that says, Bedama Babaylam, Tuba Tsirosai, Bailam Dumi the Dam. Just like by Dam, there's a psul in the Zrikis, the Bailam is also a psul in the Zrikis. Rab Yochanan ben Broike, Rab Nechemya Omru Dovarech. In Taima, like the Chtaisa, Dilma Loilam, Rab Nechemya, Kerabonam, Svirolai, where do we see that Rab Nechemya holds like Rab Yochanan ben Broike? Maybe Rab Nechemya holds like the Rabonam. The bow ibo tsure. You need ibo tsure. Hatoi, aron, shenisraf miyad. Rab Nechemya did not say halachis. Rab Nechemya just a pshat in a posik. So that was it. Rab Nechemya said that the aron was nishraf al tamim. Hatoi, aron, shenisraf miyad mibnei amim. We lost choice. Maybe the reason it was Nisraf Miyah, because it was a Rosho, that dying by Tirish Rahan Iber Tzuret, to the Perish Pekuntret. In the Perish Pekuntret is, we have such a story later, that Rashi said, that that's the Machlek of Rabbi Yisei Gluvi in the Chacham. The Chachamim hold, the Hadi Noachat Eschitoin Yeshu Vodomo Bifnim, is possible learn out from Chochata Sheyuva Doma. And if you learn out from that passage, from the Mitzvah, from Rashi, according to the Chachamim, why didn't you learn out from Chochata Sheyuva Doma? Chochata Sheyuva Doma, so what they wrote, sure. There they didn't need a Mitzvah. But Iber Al could be, by Chochata Sheyuva Doma, you won't need a Mitzvah. In the Mele, the Tosfos asked, so you see, you can learn pshat, just like according to the Chachamim. They learn pshat from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us that Achatas Chitzayin Yeshiva Doma B'Fnim is Pasuk, and the Maise Da'aren you didn't need a Botsure, but L'Dayrish, you didn't need a Botsure, so it could be that pshat from Rav Nechemya also. Rav Nechemya said that the Maise Da'aren was burnt because it wasn't Nechal al Taninis. Their grad, they didn't need a Botsura, but with theirs, could be you don't need a Botsura. I'm a Rasha, the Fima Shapira Shri, this Shri is on Amad Aleph, this brother. So he said as follows. That's what the Chachamim hold. That the Bidam, that the Rapsula Begup in the Torah of Miyad. The Dhamma Babylon to Ubo Sarasa, so that he said, this is a story. The story is the Psu Babylon boy Ubo Sarasa, cause the Shaka. The Oche Loishayech Oiroz Shah Hoysa. So here it's not Nistaba to say that it was Oiroz Shah. The Aninis have a Psu Babylon. Aninis is a Psu Babylon. Umisvore boy Ubo Sarasa. Mitzvore, you need a Botsure. So that means, if there was a Svore, that you needed a Botsure, if I hold like that, if I hold like the Chachamim, a Zichre would have not, there was no Tzivui over there to burn it right away. And if Rav Nechemya holds like the Chachamim, that it needs a Botsure, that's Mikoyach Svore, so Memele, so Vitaka wouldn't have burnt it. So Al Koch, Rav Nechemya says, Pshat in the Pasuk. that the psul was al tanine, and they burnt it right away. The Rav Nechemya holds them, the Ikar HaDin, you do burn a psul right away, a psul by psul by. The Le'el Bekoma HaYivosh Shoh HaYisa, I think in Mora, we had learned before, the very Rabbi Barabu said that a single pickle needs in the school. When the Rabbi Rishava Oven Oven Minoisa. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Barabu, what did he do with the mice of the Adam? He said, there was a Rosha. So he says, there it's good. There Pshat is, the Lael become a Rosha, he said, some may too many Israel. Okay. He learned Pshat, Rabbi Barabu learned, he made too many Israel, he made too many Israel, it's a Psulagu. Absulagul, the svore is the tzoref miyat. That's the svore. Rabbi Barabua brings a exedish shove of another mean no Israel account on the svore, but you also need a mitzvah. So there you could say that even though we have exedish shove to tell us account on the svore, natural absulagul needs a mitzvah. No, that's the exedish shove we have. Although Maish is the Aaron, there there was no limut, so there they were noyig, like the Tzvara Chitzayne. The Tzvara Chitzayne is that a Psul Aguf does not need it, but Tzura. So he learned Shata, speaking about that there was a Tumas Aguf, and Memele, and the Yiroh Shoh was, that Seir Shovet, which was Neschadish later, that a Tulu, a Psul Aguf, Nizib Tzura, was not noyig Mishas Maise of Chathas Ab. The Rabbo Moisef Af Rabbi Yossi Aglil. Rabbi is Moisef another Talmud, that Rabbi Yossi Aglil holds, even those that are psul tovi, psul bedam, af al pikein to sort of miyah. Vim toima, v'heichi neime, how could Rabbi Yochanan say, that Rabbi Yossi Aglil, v'Rabbi Yochanan bebreika omer dovoeh? That's a psul, lifnei zrike. He ended up with a zrike psul, and that became nifsa. So, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke, ach a zrike ayri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke, that was the maskonas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke is speaking about a filu la'ach hazrik, and if there was a psul in the bailam, la'ach hazrik, if there was a kosher hazrik. He also holds the soref miyah. So how could you pull together Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who was speaking about a psul before zrike, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke, was speaking about after there was a kosher hazrik, and then was nifsul abailam, that they both hold the same thing of the Sof Miyah. They're two different cases. We're going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yeshloimel de Rabbe loimaflik ben koizem zrike ben la'acha zrike. Kechem loimaflik Rabbi Yochanan, the koma afacha zrike machloikis. His Rabbe did not differentiate. He held there's no difference whatsoever between all these chalukim. Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan did not hold. So therefore, so the Moish Takashe, so why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan Moisef also Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and these Tanoim that hold the Sof of Miyah? Omar lohen, hein lo yhuva es domo. Chayrish bekunteret. The Rabbonon loybo le melech michatas ta'aret. The Rabbonon did not want to learn out Michatus Ba'arin, that Achatos Chitzayna, Shehu V'domo Lefnim, is possible. V'gamrinim Deiris Misho. There was Misho, she can't learn out. V'ma Shepirish came, Loi Mishum Dechatus Ba'arin Hoyo Lesho. Not that this Chatus was a Chatus Sho. Dosoyer Shereshchei Lishoy, because the Perish Pekuntus, when he's a Bezot Ba'itloyeh. But the Gesavri Rabbonon, different boat. That this was, the Psak was a Hiroasho. It was a Hiroasho that was Nisraf Miyat, but you can't learn out the Deiris. The Deiris, a Chatzchitzayne Shurudama Bifnim, you need a Batsura. The Kosher Larashbe, Bimba el shaykh eroisho. In the pirash, the ksob may tum and nitzvah et abem sule beguf and mitzvah and yisor of miyam. Fact that the rash beat, it bishloy me the muslim gavay roz sho, you can say, in according to Rabbi Baravue, that they're speaking about those absul tumas, absul agus. So memele, so there this vore was yisor of miyam. Even though later we have a very shava of the minayis and absula group in the Gonsure, but I'll upon him by the mice of Chatas Ba'arain, that we were holding before the Gzeira Shove, and Misvore, Tisor of Miyah, Koshal Arash, but the Lel Shaykh Eiro Shok, in the Pirash, Vikosov Neitum, and Yisrefo, Da'ave Psulei Vigufoi, O Misvore Yisor of Miyah, so Misvore should be Yisor of Miyah. So we say, so that was the Hirosha. Abolok of the Chato Shanichnas Domalit Min, Dame Psule Mitam, Misvore Boibo Tzura, Mashach Hirosha Hoysa. So what taka the Svore on the Chachomen? Hirosha is only passed if the Svore is like this, so they did like this. Later was Nishadish Nitazoi. But if the Svore is Mechayev, that you need Ibar Tzure, and that's what the Chachomim hold, and that's what they learn out from Cholkata Shishuvah, Migdomal, Eloy Omoyev, they say you need Ibar Tzure Mitzvores. If you need Ibar Tzure Mitzvores, so Adam also should have Mitzvores.
Benir Eleri. So therefore the Ri says, not like Rashi. Not Pshat that the Rabbonim don't learn out from Chatos Darim, because they held it was a Rosho Fakert. If this Svore is Mechayv to make a Betzure, Aaron also should have made a Betzure. Now, Pshat is, the Nir Lari, the Rabbon, and the Boil the Mail of Mechatos Arim, Bishum the Metzino the Meima, because they learned a different Pshat. The Moshe Loi Hoida Lahen, Ela the Shapir Ovid, the Loyach Luo. Could be pshat in the posik is, they did two things. One thing, they didn't eat the chatos. Number two, they burnt it. Moshe Rabbeinu had a kasha on both things. So it could be, that was vayishma, Moshe v'yitav v'eino, that was on why they didn't eat it. Ela b'mashe le'achlu, that he was made to them. Avol ala sreife, lo'y hoide lehem. Afilu hoyokein, afilu it was that was huva dama b'fnim shloikedin safru b'leibotzura. So the rabbonon hold that you can't learn out from chatas da'aron because chatas da'aron we only have a gilui that they were right by not eating it, but we have no gilui whatsoever on that the sreifa was correct. So b'meila, that's why they hold you need a b'tzura, because we don't have a skam of Moshe Rabbeinu on this right. Because, if you can say such a thing, that could be chatas the aron, they were taken wrong in burning it without a b'tzura. So the l'el yalef mechatas aron schreife b'yoytze, we had in our Mishnah, that yoytze is the sort of miyad, we learn from chatas the aron. The koymas nisim the sovah shame psule begufi boi betzur vayne kabana biyoisi minu meboi la meil of ochem echatas darum frek toch tois ves it's a shrek eis is the rabbonon hua choylek an rabbi yoisi so we're just saying what is the svor of the chachomim they hold you can learn out from chatas darum because it was only a skome and not eating it and that was a skome and the schreife miyad. In the Rabbonon, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are the Rabbonon of our Mishneh, who hold that calls a psuloi bedamo bebailum to betzurosoi, a psuloi bebailum to betzurosoi, that is the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But by Yoitze, they hold Tisor of Miyat, and the Gemara said, how did they know by Yoitze Tisor of Miyat, you learn Afam Chatas Da'aron? According to the Chacham, you can learn Afam Chatas Da'aron. Because Chatas Da'aron, there was only a skoma of Moshe Rabbeinu and not eating it, and there was a skoma and burning it with Ari Batsure. So The Tosfos blames by Akasha. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Ha'atzamais v'ha'gidin v'ha'noiso yisareifu b'shisha oso. These three chalokim of the Korban Pesach, the Atzamais and the Gidim, and if it became noiso, so you burn it the first day Chol HaMoed. Chal tezayin liyis b'Shabbos. What happens if the first day Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, so you can't burn it in Shabbos? It's Yisareifu b'Yud Zayin. So you burn it the second day Chol HaMoed. V'she'ein non doichin liyis ha'Shabbos v'loy es yomtev. Sreifas noiso is not doichin Shabbos or yomtev. Ha'atzomot. So now Rashi explains why do you have to burn the atzomot. So Rashi is like, Shloyochei le'shavrom, you're not permitted to break them now, mitnei shenescho boi shviros ha'etzem, because there's an isra of shviros ha'etzem. V'noiso behen moyach, v'reihu noiso v'ton tzreif. That means, if there wouldn't be now an Issa of Shviras Ha'etzem, so we should really break now the Atzomets, empty out the Moyach, and burn the Moyach, and throw away the Atzomets. But Rashi says, now Pshat in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara's of Machloikis, but Rashi saying now Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. The Pshat in the Mishnah is, you can't break the Atzomas now, because there's an Isser, a filu it's possible, there's still an Isser to, even though now it's no Isser, there's still an Isser of Shviras Etzer. So Memele, you can't break the Atzomas. Le'idach Gise, you have Moyach in the Atzomas, which is no Isser, and there's a Chiyav Schreif on that. So therefore, you have to burn the Atzomas. V'chein Gidim, u'gmore porich nechlinu. Why do you burn the Gidim? You should eat the Gidim. V'hanoiser is psar pesach shenisatzlu ba'achilosoi v'nitoiser. Noiser means a mikre. If there was noiser, you burn that also. The atzomis and the Gidim you always burn. Noiser means if it became noiser. V'shisha also shohu choyloi shalmoyu. But this is Chol HaMoed. V'af al pi shenifsal b'boiker rishon. It already became noiso boiker rishon. And yashir l'sof beyond them k'lem b'forosh b'gemara. Omar Rav Mori Baravue Omar Rav Yitzhak. Atzmois kotshim sheshimshu noiso. So Rav Mori Baravue said an interesting bit. The atzomis of kotshim Sheshimshu Noisa, they were Mishamesh Noisa. That means the Noisa in the Atzomis is the Moyach. The Atzomis, there's no din Noisa on the Atzomis Bitzad Atzmo, because there's no din Achila. The whole din Noisa is that which should have been eaten. If you did not eat it up, there's a din Noisa Siru, then the Noisa is Ba'eshiv Sorei. But something that there's no chiyav achila, there's no din noiso. So atzmais kotshim sheshimshu noiso, the atzomis which were mishamish the noiso is the moyach in the atzomis. So Rav Mori Baravu has said metamin es yadayim. So these atzomis are metamis yadayim. Hoyel v'nasu bosis ledova ha'osa. That means that when Rabbonon made a halacha, that noiser is metames yadayim. We'll see later that mit Rabbonon, if a person touches noiser, he becomes tome. It's metames yadayim. So this din tome de Rabbonon is not only when he touches noiser alone. Afilu who touch the atzomis of noisa, the atzomis which are abosis, which are mishamish of the moyach, which is noisa, it's also metames yedayim. Atzmis kochim sheshim shenoisa metames yedayim, ayul venase abosis ledova ha'os. Zekrashim, ששימשו נויסו, שנויסו בהם מויח חוץ לזמני. The מויח was left over חוץ לזמני. ושימשו עצומס על עולום. Now these עצומס were became our bosses were משמש לנויסו. ותאמן עשה ידיים, כי נויסו רעת משגוזר חכום, שיתאמן עשה ידיים פרק בעשרה לכמה בפרקן, מייסי לא בגמורת. So they became a bosses to the Noisa. Kanei kene metaginim besisei mikoyim meishove. That is a memory of Rav Yitzchak. Zog te gemore, neime mesailech. We have a raya from our Mishneh to Rav Yitzchak. What does it say in our Mishneh? Vatzomis vagidim vanoisa yisareifu letezai. Hani atzomis heichidom. How's it speaking about? If we're speaking about atzomes who don't have any moich inside of them, loma b'sreifa, so why do you have to burn them? There's no dinoisa on atzomes alone. Nishdino, throw it away. Elopshite, the isbu moich. So kochach dach mezogen that we're speaking about atzomes that have moich. He amrit, and it says, you have to burn them. So the Gemara and the Havamina held that there's no Issa of Shviras Etzem and the Tzomis, which now, it's possible. Now the Moyach inside is Noisa. So the Gemara held that there's no Issa of Shviras Etzem. This whole Issa of Shviras Etzem is Bekosha Voloi Beposel. So the Gemara says, I amrit Bishloi Meshir Mishnoisa Milsehi. If you'll say, but there's such a musik that something that's mishamish noiso has dinei noiso. Something that's mishamish noiso, at some such a mishamish noiso, ametame, midrabononke noiso, amote lohochi bois reife. So therefore I'll say pshat na mishne, that's the reason why you have to burn that some is because they're mishamish noiso, so they get dinei noiso. Midrabonon, so you also have to burn them. Ele I amrechimush noiso lav milsehi, but if you'll tell me that there's no such musig eshimush noiso, islamulus reife, so why does it say in the Mishnah? You have to burn the atzomis. Why do you have to burn them? Nit verinu. Let's break the atzomis. So the Gemara held now, that the holding of Etzem Moisish Beruvoi was only speaking about, by Atzomis, which are kosher, not Atzomis, which are possible. Now it's possible already because it's nice and it's varinu. And the Chautz Olamoyach Ditu, let's go and break these Atzomis now after it became nice. So, and we'll take out the Moyach, which is in that Atzomis, Vinisrefei, and we'll burn the Moyach. And let's throw away the atzomets. So why does our Mishnah say that you have to go and burn the atzomets? So that's why our Mishnah is telling us the Loche that you have to burn the atzomets since it was mishamish noiso, it's dinei noiso. So Rabbi Yitzchak, who are din? If atzomets which are mishamish noiso, amitamet midarabonon, tume, ke noiso ratzim, the mitamet yedayim, like noiso alo. Zok Rashi. Hani atzomes eichi domi dekoma ikron utchiloson besreif. Hey, so the Mishnah is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us three cases. There's a difference between noisor and atzomes. Noisor means that it was a mikre. By chance, he had some meat left over, so you have to burn it. Atzomes means, you always have to burn. You always have to burn. That's a chutzush not tzomeis, and v'hanoisa. Hani atzomeis eichidomi dikoma, that the Tanya is telling us, ikron utchiloson b'sreife, that atzomeis you are oimed to be burnt. If you'll say that shimush noisa lav milse, is therefore let him go and break the atzomeis. And let him take out the moyer, and nishdino yashlichem. And don't let him throw away that tzometz. Lehitach hakosuf sreif, elo boroi lachila. Veni toisa, keder sivoi sesiru mimena baike, ve'im toisiru tisareifu. Now what kind of a tzometz are we speaking about? Isbu moyach mitchiloson lesreifu oim dimshosu leshoivrim. Bar kolchoch nasin noisu kachoshu bapinam shavlavu bachlava noisu demas. Listen, that's where it's a different case. A noisa means it was b'mikra noisa. A tzomis mean that it has to be nicer. Amot alochi bo yisrei fa'af a tzomis kemoich atzmai because we all shimush nice milsi. Eloi lav milsi aremiki vinsheni toisru. But if you say that shimush nice is lav milsi, aremiki vinsheni toisru nisrufu. Now that the moyach became noisa, became possible, ain't by mishum misa shvira. Damrino le kama vetum lois ishubu boi, boi is amid bekoshu voloi be possible. Is nitverino, benishke lei le moyach. Let's break these atzomets now. Let's take out the moyach of nisrefei. We'll burn the moyach. Voloyavsid bawai, voloyavsid eitzim, v'toyrach lisref atzomis. Why does the Mishnah tell us a halacha? That the atzomis also have to be burned, which is telling us on Mayadike Chumra, that you have to invest fuel to burn that atzomis, and you have to invest time and tircha to burn that atzomis. If you hold shimish noisa lab milsi, so the whole chiv sreif is only on the moyach. So take out the moyach, and then you can throw away the atzomis. It's a ray from our mishneh, that shimish noisa milsi. And for the gemara loy, Omri, I'll tell you loy. Loy lemay melach shimish noisa lab milsi. Really, I'll tell you, shimish noisav is garnish, so there's no chiyuv bachlal to burn the atomis. If there's no chiyuv to burn the atomis, so let's break that atomis and take out the moich and throw away that atomis. Okasovach, he holds boy bekosha, tafilu beposo. Etzem leishishbur boy is going on all korban pesachs. I feel like apostle are called me. I feel it's nice and I was also Nisa Shvira said. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. So the reason you have to burn that tzom is not because there's a chiyuv sreifa on that tzom. No, the only way you can burn the moyach shebet tzom is by burning the tzom because you're not permitted to break the tzom. What does Rashi say? It's a Rashi. Kosova raitane boy, dachsiv gabi shvire, lav le miyute posolosa. Elohe de crow. Vikosho, viaf be posol de mashme. So that is why you have to burn the atom.